Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Today is definitely gonna be an epic day. You know what I'm saying? It has been an epic day. Pardon me. Got a dope interviewer, an international sensation, the Lyric Oracle. What's poppin', ma?
Hi, how you doing?
How are you doing? I've been hearing so much great things about you. Dope music, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, and I must admit, no problem. Hey, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I must admit, just to start out the gate, that I'm definitely a fan, you know?
Thank you.
No problem at all. So let's get straight to it. With a name like yours, it's so unique and different. What's the meaning behind it?
So I've always been kind of one of those people who's very good at seeing where things are going to go. Not like psychic, just... I've been to a lot of countries, I've traveled a lot, I've been around a lot of different types of people, so I'm good at kind of picking up similar vibes and just knowing the probability of where situations are going to go. So, you know, I write poetry and music, so I kind of relate to the Delphic Oracle a lot. I don't know if you know of them, if you've ever seen any ancient Greek movies, even like 300, I think they were in there. They're like women who used to live out in the wilderness, and people would used to go to them, and they would basically write the future in iambic pentameter, like tell people what they should do, leaders of Greece and stuff like that, what they should be doing.
Wow.
To have a favorable outcome. So I just took it from there and changed Delphic to the lyrics.
That's dope. Hey, you know what? As soon as we get out this interview, I promise you I'm going to check that movie out. Hey, and that's such a dope meaning, you know, because a lot of people nowadays is just doing anything and saying anything, calling themselves anything just to fit in. And I think that's dope and beautiful that you have an actual solid meaning behind your name. So, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how long you been doing the music thing?
I've been writing music, and I've been a hip-hop fan since I was born. I was born in New York, so I was just... grew up around it. Like, it was just, you walk down the street, you can hear hip hop.
Oh, man.
It's kind of everywhere. But I mean, it's something that I've loved as a fan a lot longer than I've been actually doing it as an artist. It's something that kind of, when you travel as much as I did, and when I say I travel a lot, I mean, like, I really traveled a lot when I was a kid. Like, every few months I went to a different continent, which is, it sounds cool, but at the time it's kind of disjointing. But when you go anywhere in the world, if you go to any urban place anywhere in the world, there's hip-hop. There's like a hip-hop community, and there's people that kind of think like you or like the same, you know, have the same principles as you. And especially outside of America, I've noticed that it's almost like going back to what I would imagine the 80s would be like in New York when it comes to hip-hop. You know, people like KRS, and like, you know, you go out to Paris and there's like a street festival with KRS going in, Public Enemy, and it's just like very... gritty, like, just real hip-hop, and it's pretty cool.
That's that. You know what, I definitely agree, you know, because I travel to Canada a lot, and some of my first times going there, I must admit, like, they give me the 90s vibe of hip-hop.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and it's different in anywhere. I don't know how Canada is, but like outside of generally outside of America, it's a totally, like, you can have a festival here, but there's like a barrier, or a concert here, but there's a barrier between the artist and the audience. You know, there's like security and all this stuff. When you go to, you know, Paris or Denmark or Middle East, even like anywhere out, even Africa, anywhere outside of America that I've been, that barrier is just gone. Like, festivals in Europe, I mean, I've met some of my biggest idols, just like we can walk up and start talking to them. Like, that's how I met Boots Riley from The Coup, and he was super nice and super, like, everybody's just more calm there.
You know? Oh, wow. Hey, and that's amazing. That's very inspirational, because, you know... You become, you know what I'm saying, you're a beautiful woman, and it's like nowadays, even in the hip-hop music scene, there's less and less type of role models. It's not like the 90s where they had the Lauryn Hills, the Queen Latifah. I think that it's dope that you're stepping up and actually being somebody that the young girls could look up to.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill is a huge idol of mine, and MC Light, and Queen Latifah too.
That's dope.
I think there's a lot of amazing, I'm not to hate on any females that are out now. I think everybody's doing their own thing, and I think there's some amazing female rappers. I think most of them are amazing, so, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, as far as, you know, someone that the young girls could look up to, it's rare nowadays.
Yeah, I have everybody's kind of doing a very similar path now, which is fine. But, and I mean, I also loved Salt-N Pepa when I was younger and TLC, and they definitely did that same path where, like, you know, determine through your sexuality, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not my style.
Man, I salute you on that, because, you know, nowadays you definitely got to be half naked or talk about a certain things in order to sell or stream nowadays.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think hip hop. I kind of believe in the old school version of hip hop, which is like knowledge is power, and you know, you're supposed to be communicating something. It doesn't matter what it is. You can be just like, you know, communicating something fun. It can be like even Lil Yachty. I'm not gonna hate on any of that. I'm just saying like you're supposed to be evoking something. So I mean, it's fine if you want to. Like I said, I have no problem with, you know, female artists that want to empower through sexuality and say, you know, take control of your sexuality, and that's how they. That's their path. That's for me. It's more. I feel empowered through intelligence, personally. And I'm not saying one is better than the other.
That's cool. Hey, you know, and more power to them. You know, not trying to knock them down, but okay. So since you've mentioned some of the greats like Salt-N-Pepa, MC Light, so what is your take on hip hop over the years and how it's changed, especially the stage that it is now?
So I used to be kind of, I used to be more kind of snobby with hip hop than I am now, which was really silly because I was way too young to be a hip hop head, like an old school hip hop. But I was, you know, like even though KRS was like a little before my time, that's what I grew up on. Like I listened to that 80s, you know, and 90s music. So I was very, snobby when it came to hip hop, and I didn't like anything. Like I thought Lil Wayne was like, you know, trash initially. I don't think that anymore. I've actually like listened to it, you know, like I've given everybody a chance now. And I initially was like, oh, I don't like Nicki Minaj and all this stuff. But then I started listening to their music and seeing their work ethic, seeing what they're doing. And you know, hip hop is supposed to evolve and change. So now I'm much more open. Like I'll listen to, you know, I'll even defend Lil Yachty. I'll defend like all the people that, you know, Ebro and them like little trash. I think it's just you're supposed. There's different types of. You can make different types of music, you know. That's always been like I love Doc FX, and they made Gibberish. You know, they did. I'm not even gonna pretend that they didn't, but it was fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, right. I mean, to each his own, though, you know?
yeah.
So, also, let me ask you this question. So, you know, you've been doing it for quite a while. You've accomplished quite a few things that I think is great to have under your belt. What would you say would be your dream collaborations?
Of people that are alive?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dead or alive, people that, you know, that you think.
The problem that I've been having lately is like with the newer people that I like, every time I really like someone new, they die, which is not, you know, that's one thing that's happening in hip hop that I think is really sad. I used to, you know, have an issue with a lot of people where, you know, promoting gangster lifestyles when they weren't actually living them, and now I'm thinking that was better than what's actually happening now where they are living them and they're dying so young. So I mean, I really like King Von and you know, some of the people that have passed recently. But in terms of people who are still alive, I mean, Spice One was one of my dream collabs, and I did a collab with him because I mean, he's been some of my favorite Tupac songs when I was growing up. So that was definitely a big one, and I was super happy when I met him. I was definitely one of the few times I've been like a fan.
Oh, that's
you know?
what's up.
And then I don't know. I would say KRS because I mean he's the other person that I've been that I really liked growing up. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess KRS would still be a big one.
That's what's up. I think he's a dope artist in his own right. You know, but and what's so crazy is that the new people, the new millennials, they don't know nothing about them.
Yeah, I know. And that they could use some like, I mean, they should, if they just watched any of his documentaries or his classes on hip hop, it would also empower them sometimes, I think. You know, there's some people who they're kind of, I feel like there's a lot of people who are insecure that they're, you know, fighting against the old heads who are saying they're not hip hop, but but they actually are, you know, like hip hop is about having fun too. But they just knew more about the culture and understood what they're, you know, what it is, then it wouldn't seem like they were just taking stuff from it. So I think it would help them to learn more about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I agree. So let's get to the recent project you got going on. If you want, you can speak more on it.
Well, the most recent one I have is with Spice One, which is what I was talking about. And a friend of mine who I've done a lot of other collabs with, I did a collab with him on, we remixed one of my first songs, which was Gang Warfare. So his name is G-Runna, and he's an amazing artist too. Definitely check out his music.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, I mean, so with the song with Spice One, like how did that even come about?
Well, I started talking to him online before I met him, and I was just, you know, one day I was on Facebook and I just wrote whatever happened to Spice One, just like randomly, and one of my friends, who's a friend of one of my producers that I work with, tagged him underneath what I wrote, and so I connected with him on Facebook. And then I started talking to him on there, and I started talking about the collab with him on there. And then I actually ended up meeting him when I went to Las Vegas, and actually started hanging out with him when we were out there. And he's such a cool person. Like he's such a chill person.
That's what's up. Cause like big up to Spice One. Cause you know, like just some of the legends though. Like some of them, I admit, can come across snobby or have that I don't want to be bothered type.
He's not like that at all. He is such a chill person. He's really cool.
That's what's up. So, I mean, what's next for you? Any big projects, any albums, mixtapes, EPs you're working on?
So initially what I was going to do, the last two songs that I released were going to go on an album, but everybody just continuously told me not to release albums anymore, so I'm kind of releasing one song every couple of weeks now, so I can just focus on that, and it's a lot of different stuff. I'm experimenting more with different kinds of music than I did before, so, you know, some more, like, rock-based music, and then I'm doing some Spanish music as well, because as weird as it sounds, and you probably don't know who they are, but Gypsy Kings was also a huge influence on me when I was younger, so some of that kind of music as well, it's just a lot of different stuff.
That's cool. I mean, well, one thing to, you know, with the whole women in the music scene, especially hip-hop era, it's like, for some reason, they can never get along. And I feel like if
women... Yeah, that's one song I have coming up, actually. That's literally what it's about.
Man, hey, but you know, like, just to think of it, though, like, if women actually put their egos aside and didn't let certain people get in their ears, the collaboration that would have went down in history would have been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a song called Get It Sis, which is coming out the amount of talented women in hip-hop right now, because women have to, I feel like women have to go 10 times harder just to distinguish themselves. So the women who are out right now, I mean, I again, it's personal opinion, maybe I'm biased, but I think that they're a lot of times better than men. That, you know, if you look at the top guys that are out, the newer guys that are out versus, like, you know, the top women that are out, I feel like that they have more range. They're very tough. And I think if women kind of just, you know, there's this belief of scarcity of resources that's kind of been implanted in women just across the board, where they think that they have to fight each other for a spot, and it's not true. We could create each other's opportunities. We could, you know, build each other up and, like, just take all the money and split the bag, basically. But, you know, it's not... There's no reason to fight with each other. It's not like there's limited opportunity
up there.
You can always create more opportunity for each other.
Yeah, and you know, and I definitely agree, because I feel like if Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim would have collabed, or if Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown would have did a joint album together, I think that would have been dope. You know, just to see more females active like that, it would have been crazy. A lot of more albums would have been sold. And, you know, hey, you never know. The skies would have been a limit. Anything could have happened.
And that's why I was really disappointed when Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj were fighting with each other, because I really love Remy Ma. And, you know, I've grown to really respect Nicki Minaj. I mean, I've listened to a lot of her stuff now. Wow, she's really talented. She has huge range. And I think it is important that she writes her own stuff. I know nobody cares about that anymore, but I do. Like, I think that still matters to me, at least. So, I mean, the fact that those two, I mean, they're both so talented that they didn't, instead of just, like, collabing with each other when Remy Ma came out, like, just going at each other just because, just because they came popular at the time, I was kind of disappointed by that.
And that's crazy. Man, that's crazy. So you said that you traveled a lot. What are some of your favorite spots to go to?
Well, I mean, I love Switzerland. I think it's just a very relaxed place. People in America, just in general, compared to a lot of other places, are very, I don't know what the right word is. Not angry, but like they get very, they're not relaxed. Whatever the opposite of relaxed. Like, people are very, like, they are always competing with each other. They're always arguing with each other. They're always, like, just going at each other. And, I mean, I've traveled to a lot of different, you know, continents and stuff like that. But Switzerland's somewhere where I feel like almost nobody that is there is from there. So when I lived there for a while, and there was, you know, like, I grew up around people from Arabic countries, from African countries, from other European countries, from America, from, you know, South America, North America, and there's just so many different types of people there. And you could literally, like, have conversations with people about, you know, different, like, their religions. If it was Ramadan, and you just, you know, were curious about Islam, you just wanted to ask a Muslim friend, like, you know, about Ramadan. Or you could even have, like, you know, religious conversations with people. Most people there are atheists, but, like, you know, people are curious, but they don't get angry. Like, you can talk about different issues that, like, in America, people just go at each other's throats for it, it seems like.
And I definitely agree, because anything, if politics will start an argument in America.
That's not something I've ever seen. Like, I've literally seen a girl who was the daughter of one of the generals in I think it was Lebanon, when Lebanon and, I think, Libya were fighting with each other, like, 10 years ago. Or 15 years ago, and the son of one of the leaders of Libya were best friends when they lived in Switzerland. Like, they were, you know, even those type of, like, situations where it's literally people killing each other, they're not arguing for it. But here, I mean, if someone's, like, one party or another party, which I don't think either party's really that different, they just seem to have different ways of communicating stuff, but, like, I mean, they'll just, like, they can't be friends. Like, if they have a different opinion, they just, like, cannot coexist with one another, and it's very strange.
Yeah, because this election that just passed was crazy. I think.
Absolutely. Man. I still don't understand. Like, I don't understand how it gets to two candidates who are so similar in so many ways. Like, I don't understand. Like, it seemed like the primaries for the Democratic election, there was such a wide variety of types of people. Like, really wide variety. Like, there was the woman who was, like, kind of into crystals and stuff like that, and, like, mystic stuff, and there was Andrew Yang, who seemed like, you know, a logical businessman dude, and there's all these different people, and then Biden was just like, I mean, I remember Biden. I know the stuff he's done, so I wasn't really a big fan of him, and I don't know how he got to where he got, but it,
the argument, though, the Trump supporters are real, and it's nothing against them, but man, they out there and they deep. The same thing with some of the Democratic parties, you know, but Biden has his team and all. But it's just, politics is a very sensitive subject in America.
Yeah, but it's funny, like, just looking at it from the outside, it's like you have two basically similar age guys who have, I mean, I know that one of them's been in politics and one of them hasn't, but, like, they're both accused of being racist. They're both accused of being sexist. They're both accused of rape. Yeah. They're both accused of, like, all this stuff, and it's just like, this is the best thing. Like, really? Like, why?
Man.
Why is it, like, not the choice?
And you know what? Usually, though, like, in America, when it came down to president races, like the different presidential race, it's like we've had more options or, you know, but I think what Trump lacked is the actual knowledge and experience. You know.
Yeah, but the thing is, the problem I have with, and I don't know who of those two, like, I would necessarily want to win, but I mean, I liked Andrew Yang, and I mean, Cory Booker would have been fine, you know, there was other people that I would have supported, but when, you know, that was just a no-go. Kanye, although he didn't have any policy positions, which worried me a little bit when he was interviewing about it, but I think it's good to, I think it would be good to have a candidate that isn't a politician, just because the people who are politicians seem to have, like, been ingrained in it too much. It's just Donald Trump sort of, he wasn't the right person, but but it would be good to have someone who was, like Andrew Yang. I think Andrew Yang would have been, I really liked his policy positions. I looked at his website and he had, you know, very empathetic, like, ways of coming up with solutions, like, interesting ways of coming up with solutions, like giving people financial benefits for doing charity work and stuff like that, and it just seemed very well thought out. So I liked him.
Wow.
But the Democratic National Committee didn't seem to like him very much.
Bernie Sanders was the one. He was hot. His name rang for a couple of years, for a couple of terms, that I thought that he was going to be a front runner.
Yeah, but he would have been in the first election with Trump. But they stole the election from him. They really did steal the election from him. I mean, I watched that. They basically, their excuse was, we can technically choose whoever we want to choose.
Wow.
So they admitted that they took the election from him. But I feel like he had a better chance of winning than Hillary Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton, it's the same as Biden. Like, they've been in politics for so long that you know all the dirt that they've done. So, I mean.
Yeah. And this. Oh, say that again?
With Biden specifically, like, he's just been involved in a lot of the things that I don't really like. Like, I don't like the Patriot Act, and I know that he helped write that. I don't like the crime bill, the 1994 crime bill. I mean, one of my first songs is just about people being treated as, you know, case by case, or, you know, just treating everybody the same in the justice system. Not everybody the same, but, like, basically being rigid in the justice system and just locking people up. And, you know, just the racism inherent in the laws. But he created all those laws. I don't like.
Wow.
I was very surprised when he won the primaries. I was just very shocked by that.
Wow. And you know what? And to be honest with you, I'm not as educated. You speaking upon it now just taught me a lot.
Yeah. It just seems like people want the same.
Yeah.
Like, it over and over again.
and that's crazy. You know, man. You know what? I just want to stop and say, hey, it's an honor to have you on my show. You know, you're a dope artist, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. So, I mean, like, besides the music, have you ever saw yourself doing anything else, like, as far as acting or modeling or getting into the clothing business?
Modeling, not really, because I had friends when I lived in Europe that did that. And first of all, you have to be, like, 13 to start doing that, because they want, and it's not something that any of them really enjoy. Or, like, looked at, you know, in a positive way. So it's just not been something that I've really been interested in. Acting, sure. and I mean, I've done a lot of writing, so I've had, like, a few books published. That's something that I definitely have always been interested in. I think even before music, I was writing.
Oh, that's dope. Speaking on your books, what do you write about?
So I have a couple of nonfiction books that are published, and a couple of fiction books. So I have, like, a book that's kind of a collection of short stories that's interwoven with each other. And then I have just a kind of, yeah, actually that's similar to what my other one is too. And then my, the nonfiction book that I just released so I studied cognitive semiotics when I did my master's degree, and I was really interested in kind of neurology and psychology throughout most of what I've been studying, and also just on my own time, like, even when I was a kid, I was super into philosophy and stuff like that, and I've always kind of been curious of just, like, the way humans interact with each other, and, you know, how some people just can't, like, get out of their own way, almost, or just get, like, depressed from things, and other people, you know, with their perception, they get put forward with things, stuff like that, so I kind of, I've always been looking at, like a grand unified human theory, like the way you, like, connect neurology and chemistry and psychology and everything, and what all goes into just making people, like, not happy but satisfied with life versus not satisfied with life. And so I kind of put those together in, like, a very simple way for people.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Man, so, man, well, what is it that you can't do? Man. Music, writer, Books,
A
man.
lot.
Wow. So like, when you was traveling through these different continents, have you ever got a chance to perform in any or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I started getting into my music and everything, it was in Denmark actually. And they have a few, that's where I met Boots Riley too. And they have a few hip hop shows out there, and then yeah, in Paris and stuff. So yeah, I have, not in all of them, but because I've been mostly in America since I started actually performing music.
That's cool. That's cool. So, which country do you think showed you the most love?
Just because I've done more shows here, probably America. But I mean, Denmark is just, it's a very odd place for hip hop, because if you have all these hip hop artists there, it's like, I went to a Mobb Deep show before Prodigy died, and I have a video of it somewhere on my YouTube, and you can see, like, I'm basically, like, behind the stage, because they performed there, and nobody knew who they were. There was, like, no one there. Like,
Wow.
it was literally, they were performing to me because no one else was there. But people appreciate it when you go to like the festival stuff. So like, it's very strange. But that's how you're able to talk to you. Because I remember the festival where I met Boots Riley, Method Man was performing there, and there was a bunch of other people that were performing there. And I went there to meet Boots. Like that's like, because I love The Coup. So, but I think not a lot of other people knew who The Coup was in Denmark, but they all knew who, like, Method Man was. So they were all kind of like over there. And after the show, I just like walked up to Boots. I was like, "I came here to see you. I love you." He's like, "You did. You know who I am." Like, yes.
Wow.
And then he started talking to me, and he actually like looked me up on Instagram after, followed up with me, which I thought was really cool. But like, that would have never happened in America. Because I mean, it would be not either more underground, but people would still, there would still be that separation. Like, you couldn't just walk up to them.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Man. Hey, you know what? This interview's been great, man. Your energy is awesome. You know,
Thank you.
and I definitely wish you the best of luck with everything you got going on in the future. And you know, I definitely want to see you on the big screen, because I do think you got the package and energy for it, like the looks and the whole nine yards. I think that'd be dope.
Yeah, that would definitely be. I that's something that I've kind of thought about, but I've never really.
Man, that'd be dope to see you on a big screen, even if it's an underground film, you know. Hey, anything can happen. So, what's the name of your single again, so we could plug it and let everybody know to check it out?
Drama, with Space One and G Runner.
Okay, Drama. Check out Drama, y'all. It's available on all streaming sites. Man, hey, I believe that's the song that, if I'm not mistaken, that's the song that I heard that really had me like, wow. Because
Yeah, it's got kind of, well, it's the one that starts out with Spanish, and then it goes into my hook, and then I'm in the middle of it. So I don't know if that's what you're thinking of.
no, yeah, that's it. But 'cause you know, I've heard quite a few songs from you. Adam sent me quite a few songs, and you know, I was able to check them out, but I think that's the one that, like, all right, I'm a fan.
Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Shout out to Adam, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Adam is, I'm big on pushing causes or pushing ideas and stuff like that, but I'm not the type of person that's like gonna push myself crazy. So Adam is definitely the only reason that I'm out there.
That's what's
He's
up.
good at promotion.
That's what's up. Oh yeah, he's awesome in promotion. He's definitely get his points across.
Yep,
Yeah,
for sure.
every time I log on to Facebook, I get notifications of him going crazy with promotion.
Yep.
Yeah,
Yep.
that's what's up. So today's a beautiful day, though. You know, and like I said, it's an honor to have you on my show. But you know, I'm not gonna
Thanks.
keep you too long. But one thing, though, but before you leave, I wanna ask you this one question. For those that's tuning in, the young ones that's tuning in, that's trying to get in the game, do you have any inspirational words for them?
Just keep doing it. Just keep every day. Just keep working every day. If you put your energy towards anything, you'll not only get better, but you'll also get noticed eventually. And it's so easy now to put your music out there, and that can be really intimidating because it seems like everybody's doing it. But most people that are doing it, they're only doing it like for a few months and they give up, or like a year and they give up. Just keep doing it over and over again. Don't stop.
That's what's up. That's dope. You heard it here first. Man, it's an honor to have you on my show. An international sensation, you know? That's definitely dope. So, hey, man, it was great to have you. Dope interview, I must say, you know? And as soon as we get off, I'm going to definitely send you a text message because I want you to check me out as well. You know, I do music. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Future collaboration definitely in the works.
Definitely.
For sure. All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Yo, there you have it. A dope interview from the Lyric Oracle. Oh, my God. Girl is talented. Dope artist. Drama with Spice One. Definitely check it out on all streaming sites. And you know you heard it here first on a Smith Express show. You know, nowhere else. Shout out to iHeartRadio. Shout out to Pandora. Shout out to Apple Podcasts. You know, Spotify. You already know what it is. Let's get it. Yeah.